Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and welcome again to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and you are listening to bbsradio.com. And I greet you with Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I greet you with peace, nothing but peace. Just a wonderful feeling to have, and believe me, I have that feeling only because I am a tantrika. I never had peace before in my body, but I have peace in my body now because of all the practices that I do that are related to Tantra, and hopefully you will too, and you can get that peaceful feeling. You know, today for the appetizer, I want to talk a little bit about intention. Many, many shows ago, even when I was on another station, I had Michelle Wortman come on and do a program with me about intentions, setting intentions and then breathing them into existence instead of toughing them into existence. And, you know, kind of the tantric way. And I'm just here to tell you that, this show is live tonight, March 11th, 2009. And today and every day these days, my intentions are becoming miracles for me. I set the intention, I breathe into it, I let it go. And things happen. Things just happen. Growth is happening on my front exponentially. Today I closed on my new home in Phoenix, Arizona, which I'm so excited to share with you. And also so many other things are happening. I just did a class in Orlando, Florida. Never been in Orlando, really, before. I had a class in Boston, which was only the second time. This week I came back from Boston. Had two classes in Scottsdale that were just amazing, and I recently have been invited to Miami, Tampa, and also Canada. And, you know, someone did a reading on me a few years ago saying that I would be working in Canada. All these things were unplanned. They weren't, they're just like kind of side benefit miracles. And I want to let you know that it's possible to have it all. I don't care what the economy is doing. I don't care what kind of doom and gloom there is in the news. I'm here to encourage all of you and let you know that you really can set your intentions and focus your energy through the practice of Tantra. And when you do that, amazing miracles happen and you create your own reality. We've talked about this many, many times. You create your own reality, and the reality is sometimes surprising, and it's so rich and so abundant. So that's what I want to share with you this evening. The other thing is that my guest this evening, I'm sure she may want to add a little something to this. My guest this evening teaches Tantra all over the world. She teaches in parts that I teach in, and she teaches in other parts. And, you know, my next week's guest teaches in even other parts. So what I feel is happening is that Tantra is becoming mainstream all over the world. And maybe, in fact, we're winning the challenge of making Tantra something everybody desires, not just people who it seems like they're looking for sex. Like, maybe people are getting a hold of it. They're getting wind of the fact that it's bigger. It's way bigger than what just a few people were thinking. So I'm excited. Tonight, I'm very excited. I'm excited to meet my guest for the first time. So I want to tell you a little something about her. Her name is Dawn Cartwright, and she is the founder of Chandra Bindu Tantra Institute, which is on the west coast of the U.S. in Santa Monica. She teaches in places like Ireland. She teaches in Australia. She teaches in Ireland. She's taught in London, I know that, and probably other places in Europe that I don't know about yet. I know that she and I, the first time I heard about her was when I was teaching in the U.S., in the U.K., at a wonderful place outside of London, and my hosts, John and Tara, told me about her. They told me that they had her there before, so we'll probably touch a little bit on that this evening as well. And since that time, I've been hearing only wonderfully great things about her. So I just want to bring her on now. Dawn, are you there?
I'm here, Lori. Thanks for having me tonight.
That's great. I'm so glad you could make it. So I haven't really told too much. I know you have a DVD on Tantra Daily Practice, and I know that you have Chandra Bindu Tantra Institute. But I really want to just go with you, like start from the beginning and then let people know what you're up to, what you're doing, and, you know, how they can find out more. And we'll just see. We'll just see where we come to. So tell a little bit, if you would, about how you got started in Tantra.
Thank you, Lori. First, I'd like to say hello, if I may, to everyone who's out there listening tonight, especially those who know me and the ones that I love dearly. I know there are people all over the globe listening in tonight, and some have stayed up very, very late to hear me. So my love is going out to all of you, everyone in California and across the United States, and all my loves in Ireland and Holland and Sweden and Bali and India and all over the world. And I can really feel everybody here with me tonight, and that feels absolutely fantastic. So that's the first thing I wanted to do, is just say hello to everybody who's here with me and here with us. And some of you have heard this story before, and I never get tired of telling about how I came to Tantra, how I even discovered it. I grew up in Kingsport, Tennessee, which is way out in the back fields of the country in south part of the United States. And actually grew up out in the farmlands there. And what's interesting is that I had a lot of time spent in nature. There was nothing else to do around where I lived, and so I was very much outside and communing and singing songs, and just like a lot of kids do as a child. But I also had this real intense sensitivity, and which again I believe most of us have as children. I was very connected to my senses, very in tune with the heat of the sun, the coolness of the water, and just would feel quite delicious lying in the grass as a child. And I feel like that connection to my body is what gave rise to my curiosity about sex and sexuality early on. I found that even as a child, I became very curious about sex and the sensations and feelings of sex in my body even before I became sexually active. And as I grew older and entered into my teen years, that those sensations in my body, experiences that I would have when I was a big reader, so I'd read these great romantic novels and just get completely wet and juicy reading the sex scenes, and felt something so powerful in that experience. And I would babysit a lot as a young teen, and I always would wait till the children were fast asleep in their little beds, and I'd go to the adults' room and look under their bed for the joy of sex or whatever I could find underneath, and be so curious about sexuality. And it seemed very natural to me that I felt this way, and it's only looking back now that I see I was really pretty focused in a lot of ways. And I continued. I was sweet 16, never been kissed. I grew up in a very conservative family, and so, you know, experienced sexuality for the first time myself in my mid to late teens. And what I found was that the feelings I experienced inside my body were really something that opened a sensitivity that wasn't limited to sex. But at that young age, I didn't have any words or any way of explaining those experiences. And what I did was I followed my body, and I think that was just by pure luck or pure grace that I trusted what I felt for so many years. And then in the beginning, my experiences sexually, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, were not so much orgasmic in the typical way of feeling an orgasm as an exclamation point or a period at the end of a sentence. They were more like waves of almost like a flush running through my whole body. That would be something that would really grow and grow and never seem to end. And so the first time I made love, I sort of scratched my head. It wasn't quite the same. It didn't quite fit what I had experienced in other ways of opening my sensuality. But I was a real explorer, and I didn't give up. I became very committed to exploring sex and exploring my body. And later in life, just a few years later, I met a partner who I really was an older man, someone very experienced, who I felt loved me a great deal and really had space in himself to sort of hold me. And it was in that experience of loving that I began to open up and actually experience a connection in the lovemaking that was just extraordinary and such a gift and so enlivening. That's the word I would use for it. That was in my mid-20s. And as time went on, these sexual experiences began to take on qualities that were really unexplained for me. I started to have experiences in my life that were extremely creative. I would have these huge bursts of creative energy when I was in a very fulfilling, loving relationship. And especially when we had been making love, you know, maybe for many hours, and I kept feeling those feelings I was telling you before of just this flush or this burst of excitement that would fill my whole body and go on for hours. It didn't stop when we would stop making love. It would really continue and infuse my whole life. And I started to see my career taking off. My friendships were deepening. And like you mentioned early, many of the things that I was wishing for were manifesting, which is like magic. And there was one particular morning where I was making love with a beautiful lover who happened to be extremely primal in his way of expressing himself sexually. And I found the lovemaking with him to be very exciting, but also quite challenging physically in that he was just a very, very strong man. And what I experienced on this morning was that every part of me had just completely exhausted, and I had nothing left in me to resist either him or the experience that was wanting to come through in the lovemaking. And then at some point in this lovemaking, in this loving experience, my senses began to shift, and my experience, my perception of him and everything around me began to change in a way that was very subtle but very, very concrete. And I felt myself, I had absolutely no reference point for this. I had no background in Tantra. I had never even heard the word. I had barely even heard of meditation, but in this experience, it was as if everything became lit up from inside, including myself and my body, and him and his body and everything around us. And something that I saw in him, I recognized, but it was something I recognized, and yet it was beyond the both of us. And after that sexual experience, that same morning, I shared this with my lover, about just how beautiful it had been and how much love I felt, and a love that didn't feel confining at all, and it felt quite freeing, and I shared it with him, and he is a Catholic, so he really had a hard time with understanding, and actually was quite threatened by what I'd shared. And he said, "I don't ever want to hear you talk about that again. You know, I don't believe in it, and I'm not agreeing with it, and I don't want to hear it anymore." And at that moment, I did what I think a lot of people do when they begin to open sexually or open psychically, is that I doubted myself. I thought that perhaps there was something wrong with me. Maybe I was crazy, maybe I was just overly sexual. I really doubted the experience and put my desire to keep this man in relationship first, which is another thing I think a lot of people, you know, or people can relate to. But
sure,
lucky
everybody can relate to that. Forgetting small when you just got so big.
Yeah, and What was lucky, our life really had a part in this, because he ended the relationship just a few weeks later, and I was looking through the LA Weekly, which is a calendar magazine here, for something to do on the weekend. And I saw a tiny ad, not even the size of a business card, and it said, The Art of Sexual Magic. And I just almost dropped the paper. I felt so relieved and so hopeful that maybe others were having experiences similar to mine.
Mm.
And I sent off for the brochure, and when I read it, it was like reading my life story. And I joined that workshop. I'd never been to a workshop like this before. I showed up in high heels in a business suit at White Lotus, a yoga retreat in Santa Barbara. And I spent the whole weekend in absolute rapture. I didn't sleep a wink. I was never in my yurt. I was up 24 hours a day in absolute heaven. And I haven't stopped since. That was my introduction to Tantra formally. And I've studied and taught ever since.
What a great story. What were you doing before that you were wearing this business suit and high heels?
At that time, I had two careers. I was doing marketing for a hospital, and I was also a corporate art consultant, which is my own business. So I was in the corporate world and, really a businesswoman.
You know, my background is business, too. That's why I'm laughing. I was a corporate trainer and organization development consultant, and in very much in the corporate world. Actually, sometimes I still am. From time to time, I have a corporate client, but it's always coming from now, from a tantric focus. Whether they know that I'm a tantra teacher or not doesn't matter. I'm always coming from the body-centered approach. So that's fantastic. I love that. I love your story. It's wonderful, and I'm really glad that man broke up with you. I'm sure you were kind of sad, but he did you a favor of saving you of years of struggle. Struggling against your grain.
Absolutely. I feel like all these people are angels coming into my life just to give me a little nudge in the right direction, and look where I am today. And I don't know, it wouldn't be the same if it weren't for him.
But he got away just at the right time.
The
great awakening that you had, just beautiful. Let me let the listeners know how to call in if they want to. And then we'll keep going before we have to take a break. If you've just tuned in and you're listening to Tantra Cafe this evening, this is Laurie Handlers, and my guest is Dawn Cartwright, and she has just told us this beautiful experience of her sexual awakening from the beginning, but then how it intensified, and then how she found her first workshop and it felt like she was reading her life. If you want to call in, you can call in from the U.S. and Canada at 888-228-4494. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you'll, of course, have to get the U.S. Code, but it's 877-489-6350. And we'd love to have you call in and ask us some questions. We'd love to have you call in and say hi to Dawn. So, Dawn, so ever since then, what year was that you went to that sexual magic workshop in Santa
Barbara? That was 1992.
That's great. So ever since then, you haven't stopped. You've been on the tantric path, and you've been traveling the globe, as far as I can tell.
Mm.
I first heard of you, I said, from John and Tara, and you've taught there, haven't you, at Alto Sax Retreat outside of London?
Well, this is interesting. I think you might be having a premonition. I haven't taught there yet. I think I've been in touch with John and Tara years ago, but I'm teaching in Ireland. I've been teaching in Ireland for 11 years now. I'm teaching in Holland. I've been teaching in Holland for 3 years now. I also teach in Spain and Sweden. I'll be coming back to Sweden to teach at the No Mind Festival this summer. And I just got back. I was December in India teaching there.
I think we were in India at the same time. I had some people on my tour who heard about it from you. So, yeah, that's great. Maybe we can converge in India at some time, because India, for me, is my love. I plan to have an ashram there, actually. So maybe you'll be one of my guest teachers there, which would be lovely. Be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I know the No Mind people also, so... Great. There's no, you know, the world gets small with these connections when people are connected on these very selective paths, I suppose. You know, it's like everybody, we become, everyone looks to me like the beloved in a certain way, but then there's also all these like intricate paths of connection between people who are very closely on the path. Wonderful that you're doing all this. I had an Irish guy this weekend in my class in Boston, and he was hoping that there was Tantra in Ireland.
Lucky. There's not only do I teach in Ireland, I actually have several certified teachers who are also teaching in Ireland, and they're all incredibly qualified and very dynamic people.
Wonderful. Listen, we have a caller. We have Tim from Long Beach, California. He's on the line, so let me just bring him in for a moment. Tim, are you there?
Namaste, ladies.
Namaste.
Hello, Tim.
Dawn, how are you, girl?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you. How are you doing tonight?
Same here. I absolutely had to tune in and listen to your presence on the radio. And I did want to comment, wasn't really a question unless it's, unless somebody wants to make a question about it, but I was struck by the reaction of this lover that you had in his inability to accept your feelings in something as close and sharing and intimate as the sexual experience. It's like, well, I guess you put the right footnote on it to describe his religiosity, if you will, but it's like the falseness of his being a lover was immediately exposed, because all he wanted to do was possess you, but he didn't want to share what really made you a person.
Mm.
Something of that
That's an interesting spin, Tim.
Well, he backed away from the relationship when he found that somebody wanted to be an equal partner in the pleasure, in the delicious energy of bonding. He wanted to be in control of it. That's not loving. That's controlling. Mm. So I just felt kind of like, whoa, there's another guy. What can I do?
You know, I really appreciate your comment, and it actually makes me feel really supported to hear what you're saying, Tim. And what I find is that so often for me, even when I'm confronted with love that is so intense, that's really the most, or can be the most challenging place for me to stand and really continue to open. And I think that with this man, you know, if I look at it now years past, that he was really sort of holding a polarity. You know, he was sort of being, you know, very conservative and also maybe a bit, I don't want to say the word shut down, but more, let's just say conservative sexually. And in some ways, this gave me a lot of freedom to experience my sex up to that point. But I think you're right in that exchange where he may have felt threatened, or perhaps he felt overwhelmed. It was an opportunity for me to really look at myself and see what I was committed to. And at that point, I wasn't. I was more committed to staying in a relationship than trusting my body. And that was an important lesson for me. And I think that now, in my experiences today, in the men in my life today, I have to say that I have many wonderful men, such as yourself, involved as my students and my friends all over the world. And what I'm constantly working with inside myself is my own capacity to be able to accept and receive and be permeable to the love that is being offered to me in the way that it's being offered. And there are many people in the world, and I know some of you are listening, who love me and who've come up against that part of me that wants love to be a certain way. And what I'm committed to and what I've discovered through this practice is methods and ways for me to come closer to reality and to love as it actually is, or to life in these moments that we share as they truly are, and not my dreams and not my desires and not my preferences, but things as they actually present. And then what I find is a deepening, and something that for me is a sustainable kind of love, and one that doesn't happen based on where you are and where I am and what you do or what I do, but it's a place where I can rest and just be myself with you. So I appreciate you. It sounds like you're really in that space of meeting and not so much in that space of expecting, and that's something that I'm still learning a lot about.
It's the difference between hoping and demanding.
Mm-hmm.
In hoping, you're flexible. In demanding, you're inflexible.
Yes.
Something of that nature. Anyway, ladies, thank you for allowing me to put that out there. I'm going to go back to listening to you on the radio. Namaste. Have a wonderful evening.
Namaste, thanks, Tim. Thank you for calling in. How wonderful. Listen, Dawn, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. My guest this evening is Dawn Cartwright, and we are having a delicious conversation about how Tantra has expanded somebody so tremendously. It's beautiful. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Hi, we're back from our break. I'm here tonight with Dawn Cartwright. She teaches in many places around the world. If you're listening this evening and you want to call in, please call us on 888-228-4494 in the U.S. or Canada, or 877-489-6350 from anywhere else in the world. So, Dawn, we're going to pick up a little bit with, when you're teaching, obviously, it's been synonymous, like you've been teaching and being tantric for almost as long as the time it has been. So how really has it transformed your life? It took you out of corporate life, I see. But what else? Tell us a little bit more.
One of the biggest changes that I've noticed in my life in these years, and this is sort of not what most people would expect, but In my early 20s and into my 30s, I would experience very intense panic and anxiety attacks. And I feel that those attacks or that panic and or anxiety was actually coming out of the high level of sensitivity that I felt or that I lived. And what I've found is through these tantric practices, I've been able to experience my anxiety or meet those anxious feelings and deepen in them. And what I'm finding is that that anxiety is actually just a message to me that I'm believing something that's not real. My experience in the way that I teach Tantra is teaching or sharing with people methods for directly contacting or being directly intimate with reality, not my ideas of what life is like, not my ideas about what love is like, whether those are good or bad, but the exact actual direct experience of life and love as they are. And what I found is as I'm doing that more and more, that this panic and anxiety is beginning to dissolve and actually become a fuel that empowers me and takes my practice and my experiences in life much, much deeper. I found for myself that my sensitivity tended to keep me quite ungrounded and a bit flighty and very connected to the etheric realms, but not so much connected to day-to-day life. And I'm very pleased to say that I feel very, very grounded now that I've landed. And as I've landed, it's made it possible for a lot of things to happen in my life that couldn't happen before. And some of those things are deep connections and relationships that are long-lasting over years and years. And success, even though that's a really funny word for me to use, success in my career. Because as I've landed and as I've become more comfortable and familiar with life the way life truly is, there's a place for life to meet me. There's a place for love to meet me, my lovers, my friends, my students. And the panic and anxiety was just an indication of the place where I wasn't allowing that to happen. So these practices I teach from the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, which is an ancient tantric text. And they're all sutras that teach us how to be quite aware of reality or be in direct contact with reality. And I've found that, not only has it made me more grounded, not only has it given life a place to land inside me, but I also feel it's taken me from being a girl, which I was for well into my 30s, into being a woman. And that's something that I feel is really... really needed and really longed for in the world today is for all of us to be men and to be women rather than experience ourselves and our sexuality as boys and girls. And being a woman is different for me from being a girl because, again, I'm not living in hopes and dreams and promises of what will someday happen, but I'm actually settling down into what life truly is and that my commitment to my commitment to myself, my commitment to being all that I can be, sometimes means that those dreams and those ideas melt away. But what I find is that, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I want to just underline what you're saying. I want to stress what you're saying and say, I don't want to add stress, but it feels like what you're saying in turn, that you're being a responsible adult in the creation of your life. And that's like, what more could we hope for? I also hear compassion in you, like compassion for the one that used to have hopes and dreams and was kind of ungrounded. But I hear no judgment. I just hear this wonderful opening, this huge opening and overflow of, this is what is. I love it. So I can just, I'm just saying that to you because I'm really being moved by you as you speak on my show.
Thank you. That's very sweet. I think that's one of the byproducts of this work is that softening. And also so many men and women that I meet, that's what we're all longing for is that permeability. And that availability, and it's humbling in the best way, in the absolute best way. And the more humble I get, the more I appreciate life. I was just in Bali, and Bali is my absolute favorite place on the entire planet. I experience it as absolute paradise. And when I was there, and I was way out in the outback of Bali, and experiencing the day-to-day life of the Balinese and how simple that life is. that there are really farmers there that have for generations really, truly just tilled the land and raised their crops and then die and pass on to the next generation. And for someone who's American and I'm, my teeth were cut on ambition, you know, I was fed ambition and sugar as a child growing up, right? Mm-hmm. I was very allergic to the mundane quality or the mundane possibilities in life. And what's so funny is in that mundane, for all those who practice Tantra, you know the extraordinary exists, but not the supersize its form, but just this real tender, gentle appreciation for this experience of being human. And Tantra for me was about, or is still for me, about bringing these experiences that were so easy for me etherically, the orgasmic experiences that were so readily available to me from a very young age, and bringing them down to earth and bringing them down into my body and walking them as a physical human being and living a life where I pay bills like everyone else and travel like everyone else, and to do that in a way that is so filled with grace, so full of I don't know, sweet moments. And
it's wonderful.
Me,
it's wonderful what you're describing, and it really is possible for everyone if they would just slow down, you know, enough to breathe and take it in. And that's clearly what you're doing.
Mm.
You know, taking it in as it's around you, taking it in and, like, having the orgasmic joy of it. It's very, very moving. Let me ask you, I'm going to ask you some stuff now about the mundane day-to-day doping. Your DVD, Tantra Daily Practice, what do you have? What's it, you know, give us a snapshot.
Yeah, I am so excited. This is my first DVD. I made it with my wonderful Dutch friend, Jules Bonin. He's an amazing filmmaker. He spared no expense. We did the most beautiful, if I may say so, DVD that I've seen out there. I really wanted to do something different. I'd been watching Tantra DVDs for many years and always felt like I really wanted something practical. I'm a very practical person in a mm-hmm. part of me, and I wanted something that people could take home and actually practice and have a deepening experience of Tantra through. So this Tantra Daily Practice DVD is exactly what it says. It offers three meditations. These are meditations that I teach in my classes and workshops. They're also meditations that come out of the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra. And what they're designed to do is to bring us all into direct contact with our sexuality. And in some very, very practical ways, they bring us in touch with our desire, contacting our desire through the breath. Many people who work with me tell me they've lost connection with their desire, that they're overworked or they're too stressed. They can't feel that spark anymore. And I've found through my own practice that breath is the easiest way, and it's very, very quick to get us connected back to that juicy part of our sexuality. And then the second meditation in the DVD is about expression. How do we take I feel aroused, I'm turned on, but how do I bring this into my whole body? How do I expand this juiciness into every part of me and in every part of my lovemaking in my life? And that's the second meditation on the DVD. It's a very simple bioenergetic exercise that will teach people how to expand these feelings of arousal and desire throughout the entire body. And then the last meditation is focused on fulfillment, to experience exactly how it feels then to, using the chakra system as a map, to really let go, like really go into the passion, the expression, the fullness and the fire. It's actually a fire meditation of our sexuality. And these are all, again, 10 minutes each. There's something you can do in the morning before you go to work or at night when you come home. And just beautifully shot, incredible editing work, great music. And so It's, very excited. This one's for singles. Of course, if you're in a couple, you can do it together, but it's focused on your own inner practice. And then we're in the works for Volume 2, which will be a couple's daily practice program.
And they can get that by going to your website, which is dawncartwright.com.
That's right. You can order it online on my website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Right, we're going to, I'm thrilled that you're so passionate about it as well. It's wonderful. And it sounds very exciting. I'd like to get a copy of it myself.
Mm.
So, we're just about to break again, and when we come back from break, we're gonna have you do some meditation to give people as their Tantra takeout this evening from Tantra Cafe. So if you've just tuned in and you're listening, I'm Laurie Handlers, your host on Tantra Cafe, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. My guest this evening is Dawn Cartwright, and she is really talking about walking the talk, being the tantric, being in the experience of Tantra at all times. That's the essence of what I'm getting from this interview with her. It's amazing. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Laurie Handlers, host of Tantra Cafe, and this year I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure tour in the Himalayas. Listen to what's in store. First, you'll see the Taj Mahal, because I wouldn't bring you all the way to India and not have you experience this wonder of the world. Then you'll travel to the foothills, experiencing Hindu prayer and rituals on the banks of the Ganges in Rishikesh, the self-proclaimed yoga capital of the world. Next, you'll explore the temples and evening rituals of Haridwar, a famous Hindu pilgrimage spot. Then you'll visit Dharamsala, home of the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan government in exile. Here, you'll have a chance to visit Buddhist monasteries and the Maklad Ganj Bazaar. But the most adventuresome part really begins when you jeep the world's first and second highest motorable highways. The views are breathtaking and spectacular as the tour makes its way to some of the world's highest places. Sarchu, Hemis, Shea, Leh, and Hunder, where you'll enjoy a ride on a two-hump camel. This trip is only for the physically fit. Please call me at 202-686-7440 or email me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. You don't want to miss this amazing opportunity. It's an adventure. The Himalayas await you. If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff Dallone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff Dallone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdallone@dallonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdallone@dallonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Jeff Dallone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. Dallone Financial Group is not.
Ever so low. Are all I confuses no river. Ever so low, ever so low. An ocean refuses no.
Well, we're back from break. And before we go into our Tantra Takeout for this evening, I just want to tell you the music you were listening to. The name of the song was Ever So Lonely, Eyes, Ocean. It had three parts. It has three parts, and it's by Sheila Chandra on the Music of My Ancestors CD. And I use that music sometimes in trance dance. Situations and trance dances that I lead, so you know I love to turn you on to different music each time. So we're back this evening with my guest, Dawn Cartwright, and Dawn has prepared a short meditation to give you. And Dawn, do you need to tell us anything about it, you know, or do you want to get into it, and then we'll talk about a little bit when we're done?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that this is a meditation that I've developed out of the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra. We'll be doing a meditation around Sutra 53. And Sutra 53, what I love about the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra is it's really written like poetry. These are words between lovers, Shiva speaking to his consort Devi and educating her through direct experience of the true nature of reality, a true nature of herself. And what he says to her in Sutra 53 is, O lotus-eyed one, sweet of touch, when singing, seeing, tasting, be aware you are and discover the ever-living. So we're going to explore that in a pretty cool way with a meditation tonight.
Okay, let's go. I'm excited.
So I'm going to invite everybody just to be exactly the way you are, exactly where you are. This is a meditation that you can do anytime, anywhere. And it's going out especially to Atirsa. I know this is one of her favorites. So this meditation, you need absolutely nothing in order to do it. You don't even need a quiet time or place. Those are my favorite kind of meditations that I can do anywhere, anytime. And this meditation is especially helpful, I find, in experiencing myself in the lovemaking. I think that it happens a lot of times that when we're making love, we focus on our lover rather than on the loving that's happening between us. And if we turn our attention inward and we meet ourselves beyond the lover, beyond the beloved, then we can discover what we truly are, which is the eternal, the loving that is occurring between us. So as you're sitting or lying down here, I invite you to begin to feel that you are. I invite you to feel the one who is sitting on your chair or lying in your bed. I invite you to feel the one inside your clothes. Feel the one who is breathing in and out. Allow yourself to feel the one who is listening to my voice. And as you're resting here, allow yourself to feel the one who loves, the one who is loved, and let yourself feel the loving. O lotus-eyed one, sweet of touch, when singing, seeing, tasting, be aware you are and discover the ever-living. And there you are, Sutra 53 from the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra.
Thank you so much. That was so, so beautiful. I hope all the listeners out there found themselves being the loving. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, as we wind down, Dawn, you're going to be in Europe soon. So where are you? Now you're in the States, yeah?
I'm in Santa Monica right now. I'm here teaching until April 27th, and then I'm going to jump on an airplane and be in Ireland, Holland, and Sweden until July 12th. So I'll be in Europe for quite some time.
Beautiful. And are you usually based in Santa Monica?
I am. I'm based in Santa Monica, although that's up for discussion since I'm only here about half of the year, but I guess that
mm-hmm.
qualifies. I live
yeah,
in
sure.
paradise, and then I travel and teach in paradise.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Good. Well, everybody, if you are interested, if you've been inspired by Dawn this evening, you can reach her at dawncartwright.com, and you can get a hold of her DVD, Tantra Daily Practice, at that website, and you can find out more about Chandra Bindu Tantra Institute, which is what Dawn is the founder of. You can find out about her classes worldwide from her website. Please go there, and I will,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully you have been inspired. Dawn, I want to thank you so much for being my guest this evening.
Thank you so much, Lori. It was wonderful meeting you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, wonderful, and I imagine we'll be up to something soon. Because you've inspired me to call you about quite a few things that we connect on.
Great.
So after this show, you will be hearing from me.
I look forward to it.
So thank you. Yeah, thank you so very, very much. Thanks for spreading Tantra in the world in the style and in the manner in which you do. It's elegant and graceful. Thank you so much. So everybody else, I just want to let you know that you can go on to my website, butterflyworkshops.com. You can find out where I will be next. I'll be more places in the U.S. and then planning a couple of trips to India this year. And, of course, you can get my book, Sex and Happiness, from my website, Butterfly Workshops, or from sexandhappiness.com. I want to thank my sponsors, Eve's Garden and Jeff DeLone, for making this show possible. I really want to thank BBS Radio and Don Newsom in particular for expanding my show to 4 stations. It's what I said earlier in the show. I couldn't be more blessed if I tried. Things come as a surprise. They're like a big wow, and that to me happens as a result of living and walking a tantric lifestyle. I feel blessed. I bless you all. I thank you so very much for being listeners of this show and for participating in the tantric experience, however you do. And with that, I say to you, Namaste from Tantra Cafe.